Nick Blackthorne read the two words written in ornate gold embossed script again. For the umpteenth time, in fact, since receiving the invitation currently in his hand. Plus one. The list of viable plus ones he could ask to Mackenzie Wood and Aidan Rogers' wedding was long and colourful, the stuff of a celebrity mag's fantasy. He was Nick Blackthorne, after all, the world's biggest rock star, a man with a reputation for dating and bedding only the most famous and beautiful women on the planet. A gossip rag journo would be likely to have a wet dream over any possible Nick Blackthorne plus one. The thing was, of the bevy of beauties and starlets and award-winning personalities Nick knew would be more than happy to accompany him to Mac and Aidan's wedding, he didn't want to ask any of them. Nicky. The gruff, deep voice sinking directly into his ears through his headphones made him blink. He lifted his stare from the wedding invitation in his hand to find his record producer looking at him through the studio's glass partition. Sorry, Walt. He spoke into the mic hanging from the ceiling. Guess I was wool gathering. Walter Winchester, uber record producer and soulless mercenary from hell, gave him a steady look. Still trying to decide who you're going to take to that wedding? You could take my daughter. Nick rolled his eyes, shoving the invitation into his jeans hip pocket. Your daughter's my agent, Walt, and married. Walter curled his lip. Yeah, to a gardener. Nick laughed. To a world-famous gardener with a client list you'd kill for. I think it's time you accept the fact that your daughter's not a chip off the old block, and unlike you, actually has a heart. Walter snorted. Unlike us both, Blackthorne. Although I have to admit, you've been a bit soppy since that weekend you spent on that island. Thank fucking God. Otherwise I'd be thinking you'd never record another fucking album again. He narrowed his eyes. What exactly went on at that resort? Whatever it was, there's been sweet fuck all mention of it in the press. Nick's heart thumped hard against his breastbone. Hard enough, he had to wonder if the sound technician sitting beside Walter registered it. As always, the memory of his time at Bandicoot Cove Island Resort made his pulse quicken and his heart fill with warmth. If it wasn't for that weekend and his time spent with Mac and Aidan there, he never would have found the music in his soul again. If it weren't for Mac and Aidan, who knew what state he'd be in now? Nicky. He started at Walter's sharp voice, his focus returning to the control room on the other side of the glass partition. The record producer studied him, charcoal grey eyes narrow, his stare drilling. Nick's bodyguard now stood beside Walter, a worried expression on his face. Over the years in his service, Aslan Rose had evolved from a detached yes man with muscle to a loyal and honest friend. At times, Nick teased him with the title Uncle Aslan, a term the ex-Special Forces commando pretended to scoff at. Aslan was only 2 years older than Nick, after all. Today he looked very much the concerned family member, if a somewhat large and menacing one, his black eyebrows drawing together over eyes both sharp and inescapable. He leant forward and activated the communication channel between the control room and recording space where Nick now stood. What's up, Nick? Need me to get you anything? Aslan's voice rumbled, an almost flat timbre Nick thought sounded like distant thunder. Or artillery detonating. Quite fitting for an SAS officer, really. Nick shook his head, offering both Aslan and Walter a wide smile. Nah, I'm okay. Just trying to remember the words to the next track. Walter punched the comm. Well, hurry the fuck up and remember them.